better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Brayden Brown.
Halftime at the Paul Terry Classic sees the boys lead Spring Hill 32-23. We're now joined by the girls' head coach, coming off a loss tonight, 59-48. Coach, you guys led by three about midway through that first quarter. You guys were battling pretty strong, but then a 12-0 run by Spring Hill. So what kind of sparked that run did you see for Spring Hill?
A variety of things. We probably partly my fault. We lost some rhythm when we subbed, and not anything against the kids that were playing that subbed in. But we didn't defend as well. We turned the ball over a couple times. Early in the game, I looked up and we were keeping them on a side of the floor. And then all of a sudden, it felt like they were running a lot of offense right in front of me. And but I think big picture, this is a team that, they beat us 59-18 a year ago, I think it was. And our kids have come a long way, getting a lot better. I'm proud of our kids. We showed an ability to weather a storm on a couple of different occasions tonight, and that'll serve us well later on.
You guys closed out the third quarter really strong, getting it to a six-point game, and then even for part of that fourth quarter, again, another, they took the lead and you guys came back, made it a two-possession game. So the girls, they were still going strong. You'd get down 10, you'd get down 12, but then, you'd find a couple baskets in a row.
Yeah. Didn't it feel like, though, that the game boiled down to this? The team that gets some easier baskets, mm-hmm. We had to work really hard to get a basket a lot of times. And then a lot of times right after we had worked really hard to get a bucket, they would get an easy one. We'd have a breakdown or one of their kids would make a play, mm-hmm. And we got to find a way to get some easy baskets and to keep the ball out of the paint better defensively.
It did seem like maybe the zone defense, the 2-3 that they threw on you guys for a little bit, you guys struggled kind of adapting to that for a little bit. But let's talk about Hines tonight, right, hitting five threes for you guys. If she's able to knock down those shots, that's going to be good things for this team this year.
She's an exceptionally good shooter and an even better person who I'm so happy for her to see her have this this kind of success. She's a great leader for our team, and I think when we get her good looks, she's going to make shots.
First of three games this week. I'm sure a little practice tomorrow, a little practice Thursday, but you guys will be back at it on Friday. What are you hoping to see how the girls rebound?
Exactly that. How do we rebound from this? Essentially, Braden, we beat two JV quality teams, and tonight was our first big girl basketball game, and we had our moments where we played well enough. We're just still so both young and inexperienced. A lot of our older kids have not played a lot, and then we're still playing and counting heavily on a lot of sophomore kids, so I want to see us get better in all phases. I think there's so many things we can get better at that, if I listed all of them, we wouldn't get back to a pretty exciting boys game here.
Like you said, right now the boys contest, Emporia leads 32-23. Coach, it's unfortunate first loss of the season, but you're going to lose games throughout the way, and hopefully you just rebound and get back at it Friday night, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much, Braden. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Neistat of the Lady Spartans. We'll be back after a quick timeout and get you the first half numbers from the boys contest here on KVOE.
At Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the red tag savings are heating up on new Chevy models. Get $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado, 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get 0% for 36 months. Check out our great selection of new models in stock. Don't wait another day for red tag year end savings. Come in today to Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNF. Finance rates with approved credit. All rebates assigned to deal.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Halftime of our boys' contest. Emporia leads Spring Hill 32-23. Welcome inside our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show driven by longbineauto.com. Let's go ahead and look at our halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, leading the way for Emporia. 10 points from Trelk, 7 points from Harrington, 6 points from Franklin. Crowell had 3, Shively had 4, and 2 from Cohen Bloomquist. If we look at the other side, Bruce is leading the way with 6. 5 points from Gebhard, 3 points from Hedrick, and 2 points apiece from Dodson, McCormick, Dubert, Brenner, and 1 point from Bayer. As we sit here at half, Emporia leads 32-23. This was a 19-7 lead Spring Hill at the end of the first quarter, but Emporia won the second, and they're up 9 as we take a quick one-minute timeout here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High
Emporia High Spartan Sports.
Halftime is over. Emporia and Spring Hill, night number one of the Paul Terry Classic. And Emporia is going to start things out with Harrington, Franklin, Trelk, Crowell, and Seidel on the floor. So instead of Bloomquist, we see Harrington out there. It is Spartan basketball. Quick inbounds to Trelk, working with the ball on the perimeter, gets it to Crowell. Crowell calling for a screen, gets it over to Franklin at the free throw line, tries to throw it in the corner, and he throws the ball away. An early turnover committed by Emporia. quickly up the floor. Miller has it. Miller tosses it into the corner. Hedrick dribbling on the perimeter. Just underway in our third quarter. Man-to-man defense here by the Spartans. Dribble handoff to Bruce. Now Miller. Miller dumps it down low. Layup attempt is good by Barnett, who got free. It's a seven-point Emporia lead. Trelk has it, racing down the floor, gets all the way to the rim, but he misses the layup. Rebound, knocked out of bounds off of Trelk, and it will be Bronco basketball. Bringing the ball up the floor, breaking the pressure is Bruce. They're going to pass the ball to the high post. Franklin's going to come away with it. We're going to have a kicked ball violation against Spring Hill. That'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Emporia. A 19-2 run in the midst of that second quarter gave Emporia the lead. Harrington quick inbounds. Full court pressure being shown by the Broncos. Someone has to come help out Trelk. The ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Bruce. So Emporia will need to inbound. Back on the baseline. Quick inbounds to Trelk. He's double-teamed immediately over to Crowell. Crowell nearly walked with it, pushing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Trelk. Back to Crowell. Now Franklin. Franklin at the top of the key. Skips it over to Seidel in the near corner. 16 on the shot clock and counting. Looking to dribble, looking to drive. Is Crowell 10, and he's going to draw a foul. 6:28 to go in the third. 32-25. Emporia maintains a 7-point lead. Down low to Franklin. Franklin working against Bayer. Passes it off to Crowell. Up top, Seidel fakes a three. Now Crowell in the near corner. Franklin calling for it underneath the basket. Crowell can't get it to him. Trelk, top of the key, gets a screen by Harrington. Picks up his dribble over to Franklin. Wide open is the big fella, and he hits it off the front iron, and it goes out. Coach Burns does not like him taking that shot. That time it does not go. Miller has it up top, skips it into the corner. Hedrick with the ball, loses it on the way up. Ball ends up in the hands of Bayer, and he's going to fade away and knock down a two. 5-point lead for Emporia, and a foul as Crowell trying to bring the ball up the floor against Spring Hill. Harrington's going to be the inbounder. Crowell bringing the ball across half court, gets it to Trelk in front of his own bench. Up top, Franklin. Now Crowell on the far wing. Seidel with a touch. Top of the key, Franklin free throw line. He's looking to drive. Goes right at Bayer, and it's going to be a blocking foul against Bayer. Looks like he got tripped up underneath his own feet, and Franklin ran right into him. That's the third against Bayer. Trelk going to be the trigger man underneath his own basket. No substitutions in this quarter so far for EHS. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead. Quick toss into Crowell on the right wing. Low scoring night for him so far, and he's looking to drive, and he's called for a carry. Crowell not a big fan of that call there. He's got 3 points tonight. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Bruce. Bruce has been quiet since the first quarter. He only has 6 tonight. Miller with a touch up top. Barnett. Gibhard back to Bruce. Miller thought about the three. Now he's looking to drive, and we're going to have a foul against Emporia. It's going to be the third foul against Franklin. Coach Burns is going to pull out Franklin there, and Shively comes in. Trying to inbound the ball here is Miller. Up top to Barnett. Bruce with the touch, guarded by Crow. Gebhard in between the circles. Barnett on the perimeter. Back to Miller, top of the key. Bruce working on the left wing, calling for a screen, looking to drive. 15-footer, too strong. Rebound caroms out to Barnett. Spring Hill has another chance here. Miller, top of the key, brand new shot clock. Barnett in the corner, and he knocks it down. 32-30. Emporia has not scored in the first 3.5 minutes in our third quarter. Crowell in the backcourt. They got to get it across half court, and Coach Burns is going to get a timeout just before the 10-second call. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. Emporia up 2, 4:24 to go in the third on KBOE.
Brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
32-30, 4:24 to go in the third. Night one of the Paul Terry Classic. Game 4 of 4 tonight. Baser, Linwood, and Hayden split the girls and boys games, and Emporia is hoping to do the same after the Emporia girls fell earlier tonight. Bloomquist checks back into the ball game. Trelk, Shively, Crowell, and Seidel also on the floor for Emporia. Crowell has it at the free throw line, gets it to Seidel. Seidel on the right wing begins to dribble, picks it up, gets it over to Crowell, straight on for a three. Wide right the whole way. A lid on the basket. Emporia hasn't scored in the first 4 minutes. Trying to feed the post, get the ball down low, but it's picked off, stolen away by Seidel. Can defense lead to offense? Shively has it on the right wing, working against this zone defense. White uniforms tonight for Emporia. Spartans across their chest in black. Seidel, deep left wing, three, halfway down and out. Red numbers go with the uniforms. Purple uniforms for Spring Hill. Yellow font across their chest says Spring Hill with yellow numbers. 3:30 to go in the third. Up top, Gebhards has it. Skips it over to Bruce. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bruce trying to go to work. Gets it to Dubert. Back to Bruce. 7 on the shot clock. He gets by Crowell. Floater in the lane. Hits the front of the rim and rolls in. First points for Bruce since the first quarter. We are tight at 32. Quickly down the floor. Shively has it. Finds Trelk. Right wing three. It's good. Emporia takes the lead once again. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Emporia 35-32 Spring Hill. Miller dribbling on the right wing. Hands it off to Barnett. Barnett on the perimeter, deflected by Bloomquist. 3-on-2 break. Crowell will not be denied. The floater's good. Bruce crosses half court. Dribbling on the right wing. Bloomquist staying with him. Pass it off to Gebhard. Free throw line jumper is good. Good. 37-34, and a poor inbounds pass is stolen away by Bruce. It's a one-point game. Full court pressure, giving Emporia fit. Trelk throws the ball up ahead, and he's going to travel with it first. .157 to go in third. Miller's going to be inbounding in front of the Emporia bench. Bruce guarded by Blomquist at half court. Hands the ball off. Gebhardt's with a touch. Now Brenner. Left side, Miller. Tosses it into the corner to Gebhardt. Skips it back up top. A really deep three, this time by Bruce, and it will not go. He's hit a couple from that spot in our first half. Trelk has it on the right wing. Guarded closely. Up top, Blomquist. Now Crowell. Crowell. Seidel, Shively. Worth it. Working on the right wing. He's looking to drive. Gets to the free throw line. Spin move. Layup won't go, but he's fouled. Couple of free throws coming up for Shively. That's going to be the third foul against Brenner. Fourth against Spring Hill. First free throw from Shively is up and good. He needed that one. He was just 1 for 3 from the charity stripe in our first half. Blomquist going to the bench, and Harrington checks back in. Second free throw from Shively is up, and back iron no good, so he goes 1 for 2. Bringing the ball up the floor is Bruce. He's going to hand the ball off to Brenner. Gebhardt with a touch back to Bruce. Bruce dishes it in the corner to Brenner. Under a minute to go in our third quarter. Back up top to Gebhardt. Dishes it down low to Brenner, who got free. Has a shot blocked by Shively. Second effort, Bayer won't go. Another tip around, and Crowell's going to come away with this one. He throws it up ahead. Trelk trying to get up the floor. He's going to pass it behind the back. Finds Shively. Layup knife through two defenders. No good. Harrington's effort will not go. Another rebound, this one by Crowell. And Emporia has another crack at it here. Calling for a screen is Trelk, and Bayer's going to commit a foul there. And we're going to have free throws by Trelk. Fourth foul against Bayer. So Trelk going to the line where he's 3 for 4 tonight. First one, front iron, will not go. Trelk's been held scoreless in our second half. He had 10 at the break. Gray checking into the ball game as Harrington gets a breather. Second free throw by Trelk is good. Junior goes 1 for 2 that time. 39-36, shot clock turned off. Brenner has it in the corner. Up top, Bruce. Expect Bruce to hold for the final shot here. A three could tie it. Bruce, guarded by Shively. Gets to the free throw line. Tries a deep two. Off run iron. Crowell with the rebound. And he's going to throw up a heave from half court. And it will not go. So after the end of our third quarter, Emporia leads 39-36. You're listening to Emporia Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck.
Fourth quarter underway, 39-36. as Emporia is currently up 3. They were up 9 at half, so Spring Hill able to cut into the deficit. They have the ball with Bruce in the backcourt, guarded by Trelk. Back to the starting lineup for the Spartans in this one. Miller has it, trying to get it down low to Bruce, catches it in the near corner, dribbles out to the left wing, guarded there by Franklin, who's playing with three fouls. Skip pass over to Gebhardt. Now a touch for Brenner in the far corner, back up top Gebhardt. Miller in between the circles. We're seeing a 2-3 zone, matchup zone it looks like, because they're switching this thing out a little bit. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ball in the hands of Miller. Looks up, throws it over, and is he able to beat the buzzer? It will not matter. It's a missed shot. It's going to be a shot clock violation. So good defense there by the Spartans to get the stop. 7:21 to go in the fourth. Hedrick comes back into the ball game, and going to the bench is Brenner. Brown has it, skips it over to Trelk, Seidel, Franklin, as they get across half court. Crowell to Trelk. Crowell, high post, working against Miller, goes right at him, dribbles into a double team, shot does not go. Blomquist with the rebound, now Trelk with a touch. Brand new shot clock, under 7 to go in our game. Trelk looks right, left-handed dribble, gets all the way to the rim, but he has his shot blocked. 39-36, Emporia's lead is 3. Left side, Bruce, going right at Trelk. Skips it into the corner. Gebhardt's for 3. Back iron, rebound by Franklin. He's racing down the floor. 2-on-2 break. He'll slow things down. Up top to Crowell. 6:30 to go in our game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Seidel has it on the far side. Now up top, Franklin. Down low, Blomquist. Over to Seidel. Pump fake. Gets his defender in the air. Now he drives. Up top, Crowell. Right wing three, pump fake, gets to the free throw line, too strong. Rebound picked up by Dumaire that time. That was a big rebound. Crowell nearly got his own board. Approaching the six-minute mark with Emporia up 3 in the fourth. Night one of the Paul Terry Classic. Hedrick goes down low. It's deflected by Franklin, saved by going out of bounds by Blomquist. Seidel has it, gets it to Crowell in transition. The layup halfway down and out. Crowell can't get anything to go tonight. He only has 5 points. 5:30, 39-36. Emporia on top of Spring Hill. Bruce on the perimeter, looking to drive. Runner in the lane, off glass is good. Bruce up to 12. It's a one-point game. Seidel has it, gets across half court. Now he's double teamed. They might have to think about a timeout here. He skips it over to Franklin. Up top, Crowell. Guarded there by Miller. Gets a screen by Franklin. Drives towards the basket. Leaves it for Franklin. And the rim runner is good. That worked out really well in the first half, setting a screen and getting it to Franklin and Harrington. On the other end, an offensive foul. Dubert lowered his shoulder, and Seidel took the hit, and it's an offensive charge. We saw him do that time and time again against Lansing on Friday night. Three-point lead for Emporia. Quick toss into Crowell. Full court pressure being shown. Crowell has it, and he's going to throw it to Burns. Blomquist was wide open, and Crowell just saw white, and he just heaved it that way, and he hit head coach. Hedrick has the ball for Spring Hill, over to Bruce. Bruce calling for his screen, and he's going to shoot a three. Missed it badly. Rebound by Crowell, pushing the ball up the floor. Gets all the way to the rim. Layup won't go. 4:20 to go tonight. 41-38. Miller has it. Skips it over. Bayer up top. Dodson finds Bruce. Free throw line jumper. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Second effort. Shot. will be missed by Hedrick. Franklin in transition, passes it over to Seidel, leaves it for Troak, and he gets to the rim and lays it in. 43-38. Unselfish play that time by Seidel. He saw Trout coming from behind and left it for him. Miller has it. Throws it in the corner. Hedrick. Back to Miller. Back to Hedrick. Left wing three. Wide right. Rebound by Bloomquist. Grout pushing the ball up the floor. Finds Seidel. Three ball. Airballed it strong that time. Quickly up the floor. Looking to drive. Emporia poking the ball away a couple of times, but it ends up in the hands of Hedrick, who drives towards the rim. And there's going to be a blocking foul against Emporia. Just their first foul of the fourth quarter, 3:11 to go in the game. We have a timeout called. We'll be back in 1 minute with Emporia up 5 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
3:11 to go in tonight's contest. Another close one as Emporia is up 5. Second timeout of the night used by Spring Hill. It is Bronco basketball inbounding underneath their own basket. Will be Hedrick. Quick toss into Bayer, dumps it down low to Bruce, and he goes up against Crowell, and he goes over the top and lays it in. Trelk, Crowell, hot potato in the backcourt. They skip it up ahead to Franklin. Now Shively, who just checked back into the ballgame, he drives towards the basket, over to Bloomquist. He saves it from going out of bounds. Now Trelk, 20 on the shot clock, calling for a screen by Franklin. Trelk on the volleyball line. Looking for a screen. Up top, Franklin. Now Crowell. 8 on the shot clock. Up top, Shively. He's got to go. And they're going to say he walked with it. Number 43-30. 2:33 to go in the game. After the traveling violation, it is Spring Hill basketball. Trelk, Franklin, Crowell, Shively, and Bloomquist on the floor defensively. Hedrick has it up top, over to Barnett. We're going to have a foul away from the ball as Bruce and Crowell were battling. And that should be the second foul against Crowell, second team foul. 43-40. Spring Hill inbounding underneath their own basket. Quick inbounds to Donson. Thought about the three, and he's going to hand the ball off, and Hedrick's going to dribble it off his own foot. It will be Emporia basketball. Crowell with the ball in the backcourt, up three, gets it over to Trelk, trying to beat this half-court press. Trying to trap him as they approach the line. Shively has it on the volleyball line. Looking for a screen by Franklin. He loses the ball. Stolen away in transition. Miller gets free, and he missed the wide-open layup. Now Emporia going the other way. Trelk hands it off to Crowell, and his floater's good. What a swing of that. Instead of 2 points for Spring Hill, it's two for Emporia. It's back to a five-point advantage. 1:40 to go in the game. Hedrick goes down low to Miller. Miller backing down Shively, lowers the shoulder, he loses him, passes the ball away, corner three from Bayer, won't go. Offensive rebound by Miller, working against Crowell underneath the basket, throws it up top, that's Barnett. He'll shoot a three and it rims out. Rebound tipped out to Miller, another look here. Barnett has it, throws it to Bruce, Bruce on the perimeter. 1:15 to go in the game. Emporia up two scores. Bruce, runner in the paint. No good. Shively rebound. Out to Crowell. Three on one break. Crowell to Franklin. Runner good. Franklin in double figures off that one. It is a 7-point Emporia lead. Looking to answer the other way. Three-pointer by Hedrick. Won't go. Rebound come down by Trell with 53 seconds to go in this one. Emporia leads with the basketball. And we're going to have a foul before the inbound. And that's going to be against Dodson. Third against him, third team foul, so we're still a couple away from the bonus. Seidel, the inbounder. Tosses it up to Crowell. Crowell met at half court by Beck, and he'll be fouled. Spring Hill might just trying to be extending this game out with all the fouls. Seidel inbounding on the far baseline here. Tosses it into Franklin, back to Seidel. Now Crowell on the volleyball line. Gets it to Franklin. Franklin looking to drive baseline, picks up his dribble, and he throws the ball away, picked off by Miller. They have numbers, do the Broncos. Miller gets all the way to the rim, hands it off to Beck, and he hits the layup, and a timeout called by Spring Hill. We'll be back after our quick timeout. Emporia up 47-42, 32 seconds to go in the game on KVOE.
Emporia High, Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
30 seconds to go in tonight's game. Emporia up 5 with 32 seconds to go. They also have the basketball, looking for Spring Hill to commit some fouls and try and extend this game. There have been four personal fouls taken so far, so the next common foul will mean bonus free throws. Seidel is going to inbound this one to Crowell, throws it up ahead to Trell. Trell gets all the way to the rim, and he'll lay it in. Trell up to 15, 20 seconds to go. Bruce has it, thought about a step back three, loses the dribble, spin move, gets all the way to the rim as he falls down. He missed the shot. Rebound by Franklin, and Beck is going to foul him. Emporia outscoring Spring Hill so far in this quarter, 10-6. And we're going to make our way all the way to the other end of the court. Franklin shooting a couple. He made his first two free throws in this game. First free throw up off front iron. Not what you want to see there. Franklin getting ready for free throw number two. It is up, and it hits every bit of the rim and rolls out. Quickly up ahead, throwing the ball. And they get it to Hedrick. Hedrick with 5 seconds. Hoists up a three. Off back iron. Will not go. Offense rebound by Beck, and he'll get the putback. That will help the final score on this one, but it's still an Emporia win, 49-44. So three wins in a row for the Spartans. They're now 3-0 on the season. Thanks for joining us tonight for Emporia basketball. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll get you the final numbers in this one. Again, 49-44, Emporia wins on KBOE.
It's game day in Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Brayden Brown.
Final tonight, Emporia is a winner in night one of the Paul Terry Classic, 49-44 over Spring Hill. Let's go ahead and look at our post-game stats, which are brought to you by Robert Blue Barnett Funeral Home. 15 points as Harry Trunk led the way tonight. Chipping in 10 was Franklin, 7 points apiece from Harrington and Crowell, 5 from Shively, and Bloomquist had 2. On the other side, they were led by Bruce with 14. And then Gebhardt's had 7. 5 points from Barnett. 3 points apiece from Hedrick and Bayer. Beck had 4 points, all very late in the contest. Brenner had 2. McCormick had 2. And Dodson had 2. So those are your final numbers in this one tonight. We're going to go ahead and give out our player of the game, which is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. And it's going to go to Harry Trelk tonight with 15 points to lead the club to this 49-44 victory. Again, Emporia is victorious tonight in the boys' contest. It did fall in the girls' contest 59-48 earlier tonight. We'll have more Emporia High basketball for you Friday night against Banzer at Linwood, so that's coming up on Friday night, and then we'll have a girl-boy doubleheader for you on Saturday against Hayden. Should be fun. More basketball at the Paul Terry Classic still to come this week, and we're still hoping to catch up with the head coach of the Spartans, Evan Burns. So we'll take another quick timeout. When he joins us, we'll be back here on KVOE. Emporia picks up the win, 49-44.
Spartan fans, the clock is ticking, and the only play you need is Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Kick off your game day with sizzling burgers, crispy wings, and ice-cold drinks ready for the win. Champs, proud supporters of Emporia High School, on the field and right here at your table. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street. Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners, every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Final tonight, Emporia picks up the win 49-44 at the end of the first quarter. Emporia trailed 19-7. They rallied hard in that second quarter and actually led by 9 at the break, 32-23, 39-36 as we began our fourth. And again, your final score on this one, 49-44. Have not seen head coach Evan Burns quite yet, so we are still waiting for him to come out. Go ahead and talk about our EHS Play of the Game, sponsored by Callie Medrano, your shelter agent. We're going to go ahead. There was a really big sequence where Miller missed a wide-open layup in transition, and then Crowell got the rebound, pushed the ball up the floor, and he was able to get a layup to go. So it was a four-point swing right there. That was all good news for Emporia as they were able to come away with the win. And again, that was a very big swing there, because if you give 2 points to the other side and you take two off the board there, you're talking about an even closer ball game, just a one-point game right there. So that is tonight's play of the game. Still waiting for head coach Burns to make his way out, and it looks like he is heading over this way right now, as we'll be joined by, it looks like, Harry Trelk as well. So we'll have Trelk on the microphone first. Harry, let's start things out. Congratulations on the victory tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
As we take a look at this game, I know you guys got down early in this one, 19-7 at the end of the first quarter. What'd coach tell you?
You know, just keep battling. They made some tough shots, and we knew that they can't sustain that. So just keep getting good looks on offense, throw them inside. We got Tarrant going, got a couple inside-out threes, and that's it.
For sure. And then, yeah, your offense was able to get click in there, and then the defense kind of turned up as well. Talk about yourself, just getting to the free throw line tonight. Was that something you just kind of had on the game plan of you wanted to be aggressive and get to the line, or it just kind of happened that way?
I knew that off of the bounce I would get some fouls, and we got them in 5 fouls early. So just staying aggressive, going to the rim, draw some fouls before the shot, go knock down the free throws.
I know you gave a shout-out to Franklin there. He was able to have 10 points tonight. But what about Harrington, what he brought you guys off the bench? 7 big points, some really good hustle plays and grabbing some rebounds. What did you see from him tonight?
A really good game from Chase. We call him the Manimal because he's so big. Just go down there, get rebounds, make some layups. Chase had a really good game tonight for us.
For sure. And then if we circle back to yourself and looking at defensively, I know it was – a whole mess of guys that took turns on Bruce. So what were you guys trying to do to slow him down? Obviously, he's a really good talent.
Just be in gaps. I play with him in the summer. He's one of my friends. Just be in gaps. He's going to make tough ones, but we just got to make him keep making the tough ones.
Harry, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you hopefully more often. We're talking about more victories.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're now going to be joined by the head coach of the Spartans, Evan Burns. Another kind of lower scoring game tonight, coach. Just kind of from your sidelines, let's talk about that first quarter first. You guys dug yourself into a hole, ultimately able to get out of it, but what'd you notice that kind of got you guys down 12?
our energy level was low. I really got in the boys and said, you guys better pick it up or you guys can go home right now. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to come out with the energy to get off a good quick start. And I thought we were bad there, but we'll pick that up. Second to, you know, Spring Hill made some good, tough shots. And he was, they banked that 30-footer in as time expired on our shot clock. So I just was like, they ain't going to hit another one. So I just knew eventually that was going to evaporate. And then I knew we were going to make some adjustments going into the second quarter. You know, we saw the mismatch there with our two posts. Just play some high-low with Tarek and Chase. And, I mean, that really opened up a lot. And that I think we went on a 22-4 run in the second quarter. And we just, you know, we took it inside, battled in, got, you know, try to shoot it closer this evening. And, you know, when you attack the goal, you're going to get fouls called. And so, and that's what we got to their, which was one of our goals tonight, was to get to their bench. And evidently we did.
And I just asked Harry about it, but what Chase was able to bring you guys tonight. I know Franklin got a little bit of foul trouble there for a little while, and you brought in Chase, and he had some really good minutes. I know you don't expect him to score 7 points every night, but even non-scoring, he made his presence known.
Oh, for sure. And I tell those boys, always be ready. You never know. I mean, you may play 25 minutes one night. You may play 8 minutes the next night. It doesn't really matter. We got to go with the matchups, and we got to go with their hot hands. So, you know, I'm just proud of that. Chase was ready to go. He got the message in practice, and, you know, he did it. And same thing with Ox, Maddox, Shively, you know, he gave us great minutes as well off the bench. So he's another one. They might have not got the, you know, a lot of playing time previously, but you know what? They got the message in practice. Stay ready, and they were.
Coming out of the first half and starting the second half, it was a 9-0 run by Spring Hill. Was that an energy thing like you were talking about to start the game, just not bringing the energy to start the second half, or what did you notice there?
I think it was a lack of fundamentals. I think, you know, these boys are known every day. I drill it. When you make a pass or you catch a pass, you catch a pass with two. And, you know, we got sloppy there, and we had some turnovers, and Spring Hill got out on some leak outs, and, you know, we gave them second, third, four chance points because we didn't want to box out, and they hit a couple threes. So, you know, when you don't do your job, expect, you know, not to have the best.
Second game of the Classic coming up on Friday. Baser Linwood, what have you been able to find out about them?
Oh, yeah, I watched that game against Hayden, and I thought, like, they got slow. They shot a lot outside the, you know, perimeter early on. They got better as the game went on, and they just stayed steady. They stayed throwing the ball inside. So I think it's going to be one of those matchups. I think it's going to be post versus post. Whose post is going to win Friday night, which I kind of, you know, took away from that game.
Awesome. Sounds good, Coach. We'll talk to you on Friday, and hopefully we're talking about a victory on Friday night as well. And we'll have Saturday basketball, too, first Saturday game of the season, and we'll have the coverage for you. So, Coach, we appreciate the insights, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Hey, thank you. Yep, bye.
All right, it's a victory tonight, and that was head coach Evan Burns joining us tonight. 49-44, Emporia is a winner. We're going to say goodbye to you now. We'll be back at it on Friday night right here on KVOE as we bring you Emporia basketball girl-boy doubleheader, and it will be night number two of the Paul Terry Classic. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. We'll send you back to our normal programming here on KVOE.